episode of The Bottle. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and talk about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about fourth grade and just recapping the whole year.
I thought you were going to say, and just the end of it. So, yeah, wrapping up.
I think recapping.
Yeah, recapping fourth grade, and it's wild that, yeah, so next year you're going to go to a new school, start middle school. This is the school that you've been in since pre-K, and of course the pandemic interrupted it in kindergarten, and then you were like kind of in the school, kind of not in the school in first grade. It's all over the place. So we've talked on this podcast a lot about fourth grade this year.
Yes.
Like everything
more
from
than any other grade.
Friendships and group projects to feeling alone, and things turning around and mindset. So when you look back at fourth grade now, I mean, this is just, and you got out of school like an hour ago. So now when you look back on fourth grade and you reflect on it, what's the first positive you're going to take away from fourth grade?
The first positive, I think there's two that really come to mind.
Okay.
I can't decide. I think my teacher,
What about her?
I think just how supportive she's been of me, and I also just loved how she taught this mm-hmm. year, like writing. That was very memorable this year.
Yeah, how so?
I have never been into writing. It's just never been my thing. I used to dread writing. This year I liked it.
Why? How?
I don't know exactly why. I love the units that we did, but also it was just the way she taught writing. I don't know what it was, but she just made it more engaging.
So, and I also feel like she, your teacher, the word that you used to bring home was juicy. Like the teacher was teaching you how to make things a little bit more juicy. So taking you away from the formula of line, quote, they said this, like, and really using a lot of what you read and a lot of the books that you read and really working with you to develop a writing style. I felt like that from reading your writing, it felt like you started to develop a writing style because of your teacher. Yeah. And I also think that your teacher was extremely supportive, was an advocate for you, was someone who listened, someone who respected you, someone who allowed you to come to them and speak to them like they would hear from one of their peers, like an adult. And I think you were really lucky to have her.
And I think the other thing that comes to mind is science.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta hide your body clock this year. That's pretty unforgettable.
I would say.
My science teacher has been great. Like, she really taught us a lot this year.
Well, aside from like just teaching you a lot, how else would you describe her impact on you?
She's such a kind science teacher. She really wants
kind. You said
yeah, really kind. She really wants us to love science, and I think she puts her all into teaching us, which is awesome.
Yeah, she's really passionate.
Yeah,
and she puts in a lot of effort.
Yes,
and
like, I don't even know how long she was petitioning to get this.
The science lab.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had to get a grant.
Yeah, and I mean, she put so much effort into
mm-hmm.
getting that.
Yeah, and you can tell, it's kind of like when I talk to professional athletes, they might not always agree with their coach, but if they see that their coach is working really, really hard and putting in even more effort than they are, sometimes they have great respect for this coach, and that coach motivates them, and they want to play even harder because of the coach. And for you in fourth grade to recognize how much effort your teacher and your science teacher were putting into their work, and your science teacher of putting that passion and that effort into it makes one, learning more fun, but also makes you appreciate what they do.
Yeah.
Appreciate their job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the way that you turn things around with your mindset this year and how you, especially how you started approaching certain relationships and understanding that, okay, I can't handle all of these things the way I would want to, because a lot of these kids don't truly understand where I'm coming from. So I have to take a different approach. And I think you finding these things every day to look forward to was great.
Thanks.
You always went out the door with a good mindset. But in the day, you found, like, all right, I'm looking forward to this, or I'm going to throw myself into this. And then with some things with some other kids that you just simply couldn't control or just were tired of dealing with, you just said, all right, like, it's not worth my effort anymore.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna waste my time here to try to salvage something. And that's also really important. And it's okay with friendships sometimes to be like, all right, well, I'm not gonna actively dislike this person, because I'm not gonna go out of my way to dislike this person. I don't love being around them, but you know what? I'm gonna tolerate it, as long as they're not being, you know, I might think they're obnoxious, but not being rude to me. I'll just tolerate it. I don't have to insert myself into it. And you found your niche.
And it doesn't mean just kind of adding on to that. Doesn't mean I have to hang out with them every single day. Doesn't mean I have to hang out with them all. But I can't be rude to them, but I can just be respectful.
Yeah.
But I don't have to go out of my way to be rude.
Right. And you want other people to be respectful of you. And that was an issue at the beginning of the year with recess, was a group of girls said, well, if you're not going to do this every day with us, then you can't do it at all. Which is, and I went back and listened to that podcast recently, and saying, well, if they say that, then they're not really your friends. And
yeah,
I mean, that's just looking for power. And you know how to handle the power. You know how to pull that away. Yeah. Is there a project that you look back at fourth grade that, wow, I'm so glad we did that?
Passion projects. Okay, so that
passion
was
project.
That was
yep.
just recently that you created Google. Well, first you chose a passion. Mine was reading. Then you created all these Google slides.
You created?
I created.
Right.
I created
uh-huh.
six beautiful Google slides.
Yeah.
And every day a few people would present. Our whole class did it. And it's just from fourth grade. And after we created them, then if you, like, you came in and saw mine,
mm-hmm.
we got to present in front of the class. And that was so much. It was a lot of fun presenting. It was a lot of fun making the slides. Honestly, it was just a great all-around project.
Yeah. Look, when it's your passion, it's pretty easy to do a project on.
Yeah.
It's not easy to create the slides.
No.
It's easy to get the ideas. It's not easy to create the slides and actually do the presentation itself.
I think the hardest thing for me on the slides, well, finding backgrounds that I liked and sticking with them, insanely hard.
Okay.
You wouldn't know.
Because there are so many options.
You wouldn't know how many times I switched one of those slides. Sometimes I switched them probably three times.
Oh, wow.
Some of them. And I finally settled on some of them.
Okay.
Probably I would have switched them again even with some
okay.
of them, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I like how they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other, aside from that, was not putting, really being mindful of what you're putting on your slides and what is not going to take anyone's attention away from me. But if they look at the slide, they go ahead and they read it, but they're still going to be listening to me, not looking at a really funny GIF that they're going to be staring at all the time.
Right, it's something that's complimentary.
Yeah, like on a few people's slides, even today, when we had presentations, I was like, so, like, focused on their gifs because they were, okay, some of them were really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they, on their slides, there were so many things. Like, sometimes I didn't even hear what they were
right,
saying.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you never want, when you're giving a presentation, you want the slides to complement something, or if you want to point out some certain pictures, fine. But if there's something that's repeating, like a gif, that can be kind of distracting.
Yeah,
and I loved how you stood up there and you commanded the room, you presented yourself beautifully, and it made me think of one of the reasons why we do the podcast. One is just talk about all sorts of things, but one of the main reasons was learning how to present yourself.
And I think, really, I've gotten so much experience.
Yeah.
And I think also another thing that really helped with the podcast was the confidence of, even if we're just speaking, if I'm just having a conversation with you right now, which I am,
yeah.
but being able to speak in front of others, that we're not the only two people that are going to hear this podcast.
Yep.
And just, I'm sure I don't even know every single person who listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
And, but I think just be having the confidence that other people, just being able to talk in front of others and knowing other people might hear it, but being able, like, it's yours and being confident just to talk in front of other people.
Mm-hmm. And that's, and that's an inspiration to others, that when there's a big group, oftentimes, especially at your age, and as kids in general, and even adults, I should say, that many the majority of the people are afraid to say something, if because they think that someone else is going to roll their eyes, or somebody else is going to laugh, or someone else is going to find it silly. When really, they don't have the confidence to just be the one to say something. So that's a next. That's another challenge for you, is to just, if you think there is something to say, not to hold it in because, like, oh, I don't want to say it. Well, what do you mean you don't want to say it? Just say it. Just say something. Like, you always have something on your mind, so just say it when you're asked. No matter how big a group is, because once you say something, like, I remember I saw all those students saying to you in the compliment cards was, I love the way you talked to us. I love the way you presented to us. So you open the door for others. So when you say something, then others will want to say, oh, I want to say it the way Eden did. Or, okay, Eden said something, I'm good now, I'll say something. Yeah, that's what being a leader is.
I think that's really special.
Yeah, you can be. And I also want you to find others to inspire you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay, so fourth grade is over. That's wild.
Yeah.
New middle school next year, starting fifth grade.
Double digits.
New school, new kids, you're going to be 10. Yeah.
A lot going on next year.
Yeah, well, I'm incredibly proud of you in and out of the classroom, and I'm looking forward to whatever fifth grade might bring for you. I love you very much.
I love you.